A return to the Festive Runners. Bellingham's 34th annual Festive Jingle Bell Run for Arthritis will be taking place this year, live and in person. This event's happening Saturday. Joining me now to talk more about it is the Associate Director of the Arthritis Foundation of the Great West, Lori McKnight. Lori, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you. I'm sure you're feeling great about this event finally coming back in person. And for those who don't really know about the Jingle Bell Run, what is the draw to the event?
The draw to the event is it's a great community event, very festive, super family friendly, hosting a 5K, a 1 mile walk, a dog trot, and a kids fun run with the elves. It doesn't get any better for December.
Right on. And the best part about this is all the costuming. A lot of people come to this event dressed in their holiday best to help fund a cure for arthritis.
They do, absolutely. We do a costume contest, and it's great to see all the people in their festive gear, and you never know what you're going to see the dogs dressed up as.
Oh, right, the dog trot. I forgot all about that. And that's only available for those who are walking in the event, not for anybody who's trying to run, correct?
That is correct. There's a specific registration type for the dog trot.
Okay, and you're still taking registrations at this point. How many people so far have signed up to participate in the fun run?
We are almost up to 1,000 participants right now, and we're taking registrations all the way through event morning. So right now we're at Volkswagen of Bellingham doing our packet pickup today. So registrations can happen on the website, jbr.org/Bellingham, and then come into Volkswagen of Bellingham to pick up your race bib and your T-shirt. Or you can do that in the morning, Saturday, December 11th at the Bellingham High School starting at 7 a.m.
Okay, 7 a.m. And the walk itself starts at 8, correct?
The kids' fun run is at 8:30, and the 5K starts at 9 a.m.
Okay, got it. So this will be a couple hours long event. You expect it to taper off around noon, maybe 1 o'clock. Is that how it's running?
Tapers off around 11 a.m. once all the walkers finished the event. And this year, we're proud to present finisher medals. So as everyone crosses, everyone gets a finisher medal. Okay. And we just thank everyone for jingling and coming back to support us this year after such a rough time with all of the pandemic happening.
And great incentive for people to join. You'll get a medal at the end, even if you're one of the last people crossing the line.
Exactly, because you know those last folks that cross are just as important as the first ones that do it in almost 15 minutes. Oftentimes those last finishers are the ones that struggle with our arthritis, so we're there to cheer them on just as much as we are for that first person.
Right on. And speaking of arthritis, this is your 34th annual Jingle Bell Run for arthritis. Why is it still such an issue that you feel that needs to have more attention drawn to it?
Well, 54 million people suffer with arthritis, unfortunately, and a lot of those are children. And I think the more we can continue to bring awareness to this issue, it's the number one cause of disability across the United States. More people suffer with it than we really know because people just don't talk about it. Normally, someone with arthritis looks completely fine. So that's our job, to bring awareness to it. It's not just an old person's disease. Just really working to find not only a cure, but better treatments for the people to live fuller lives for those in our arthritis community that are struggling with it every day.
Right. And I mean, you just went over some of the misconceptions that people have about arthritis, and people who do participate in the run or the walking portion of your event this Saturday, some of them do suffer from arthritis.
Correct. A large majority of them do, and a lot of our top fundraisers, that's why they're so passionate about getting out there and letting people know about it, is because they themselves suffer with arthritis.
Gotcha. So this event, again, this will be happening Saturday. The registration is continuing, and you can still do that. We'll have additional information about where to pick up the packets on our website as well. And the event, again, starts at 8 o'clock Saturday morning at Bellingham High School.
8 o'clock festivities. We love the Bellingham High School band. And then the kids run will start at 8:30, and the 5K run, walk, and dog trot will all start at 9 a.m. And just to alert everyone to check the website, we do have a new course this year. Due to the State Street construction and road closure, the detour takes Cornwall, so we can't close Cornwall. So just be mindful that we have a new course, and be patient with our volunteers this year.
You got it. Sounds like a really fun event, and I hope everything goes well for you this year. Lori McKnight, the Associate Director of the Arthritis Foundation Great West. Lori, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.